Let's mix up something delicious. It's time for the Drink of the Week, presented by Heritage Distilling Company. Here's Brian and Heritage Distilling's Justin Stiefel.
All right, let's see what Justin is mixing up for us this week. What is on your mind, sir?
Well, we've got those crisp fall days, and apples are fresh, and cider is all around us, and people are going to the farms and all that stuff, so we're going to make an apple cider mule.
All right. What's our ingredient list?
2 ounces of our vanilla vodka, or 2 ounces of our BSB brown sugar bourbon. 3 ounces of good, high-quality apple cider, not alcoholic, just what you're going to find at the farm. 2 ounces of ginger beer, and again, we've talked in the past, the better quality ginger beer, the better your cocktail will be. So you're going to take all three items, 2 ounces of either vanilla vodka or BSB brown sugar bourbon, 3 ounces of apple cider, and 2 ounces of ginger beer. Pour all three over ice, stir with a cinnamon stick, and garnish with a thin apple slice.
That sounds delicious, and certainly will take the chill off, it sounds.
It will, and if you want to make this as a hot version, using hot cider instead of ice, and then topping it with BSB and a little bit of ginger beer or fresh ginger root, you'll make a nice hot cocktail this time of year.
I have a few extra seconds here, Justin. You said brown sugar bourbon or your vanilla vodka. Is that what you said? Wouldn't you have a slightly different taste depending on what you use?
You are, but they have a different level of sweetness, and people look for different flavor profiles in the cocktails they want to make. So this way the vanilla is toned down. If you've had the BSB, you know that there's a good amount of brown sugar in there. It depends on the flavor profile you want to hit.
That's the Drink of the Week, presented by Heritage Distilling Company, America's most awarded craft distillery. Find, buy, and ship Heritage products through their website, heritagedistilling.com.